朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
到了第十章，他迎走到圣殿的门槛。
And then up to chapter 10, he was at the doorway of the temple.
以西结在异象里面就看见耶和华的荣光一路往外走。
In the vision, Ezekiel saw that the glory of God started to depart.
到了外院。
And then go to the temple court.
到了城的东门。
And then to the east gate of the city.
从城东门的山上，耶和华的荣耀回到天上去。
And then from the hill country of the east gate.The glory of God departed back to heaven.
每一次读以西结读到这里，我都忍不住在主的面前要掉眼泪。
Every time I read this, I could not help but weeping.
我们摸着的神依依不舍离开这个圣地。
Could we feel that God didn't really want to leave, but He did?
这是我立名的居所。
This is the place where He put His name.
是天和天上的天都不够我居住，我哪里需要住在圣殿里面呢？
Heavens, even the highest heavens could not contain God. Why did He have to dwell in the temple?
但是他为了爱我们。
But for His love for us.
为了让我们有机会能够跟神接触。
So that we have a chance to meet Him.
为了让我们有机会可以来侍奉他，来认识他。
So that we have a chance to serve and to get to know Him.
他拣选了这个地，圣殿作为他的居所，他充满在其中。
So He chose this holy temple to be His dwelling place, and His glory resides there.
但是因着神的儿女们拜偶像，远离了神。
But because God's temple worship idols and depart from God.
神的荣光一点一点地离开他们。
God's glory had to leave.
好像那样
one
依依不舍地离开他们。
It seems like he didn't really want to.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
圣经告诉我们，不仅仅教会就是主的殿。
The Bible tells us that church is also the holy temple of God.
圣经也告诉我们，岂不知道你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗
？The Bible also tells us that our body is the temple of God.
我们都要在这里对自己发出一个非常严肃的一个挑战。
We all have to challenge ourselves here.
到底神的荣光是充满在我的里面呢
？Is God's glory filled in me?
还是因着我的软弱和得罪，神的荣光已经离开我？
Or because of my shortcomings and weaknesses that the glory of God has departed already.
地上的教会也是一样。
And it's the same thing with churches on earth.
岂不知你们就是神的殿吗
Don't you know that you are the holy temple of God?
神的灵居住在你们里面。
The spirit of God dwells in you.
这个殿是圣的。
And this is a holy temple.
这个殿就是你们。
And that is you.
弟兄姊妹，你们小组，我们小组聚会的时候。
When we gather on Friday night.
我们祷告聚会的时候。
When we pray on Tuesday night.
我们主日聚会的时候。
Or on Sunday.
到底我们是不是以主为中心
？Or do we put God as our center?
如果不是的话。
If not.
弟兄姊妹，新约里面主耶稣告诉我们，这个殿已经变成贼窝了。
The New Testament, Jesus says, this temple has become the den of robbers.
里面充满了做买卖的事情。
And in there, there's buying and selling.
所以我们要求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们恢复重建圣殿第一件事情。
So the first thing that we need to do to rebuild the temple.
求神来 purify, 来洁净我们整个生活侍奉的目的。
May the Lord come to purify the purpose of our life and our service.
那我们真是越来越以神为我们的中心。
So that God will be our center.
我们不可能一下子 100% everything 都是以神为中心，那不可能的事情。
Well, it's true that it's hard that we put God as the center in everything 100% right away.
我们求神让我们在这条路上不断的朝这个方向去。
But we may ask God so that we can make progress in this way.
所以李弟兄讲到，我们奉献的目的不是去为神做工。
So, Brother Watchmeni says the purpose for us to offer ourselves is not to work for God.
我们奉献的目的是为了侍奉神。
But to serve Him.
而侍奉最高的侍奉就是来敬拜他。
But the highest service is to worship Him.
所以我们在这里讲到要重建圣殿。
So when we say that we want to rebuild the temple.
讲到我们要重建我们生活的目的到底是什么。
We have to rebuild, re-establish the purpose of our life.
我们要让我们知道我们的人生是为了来侍奉他，为了要来敬拜。
We have to know that we live to serve and to worship Him.
那第二件事情讲到这个重建圣殿。 这讲到我们全民一同来参与。
And also, this work of rebuilding the temple involves all people.
以斯拉记第三章呢，你讲到他们都甘心献上建殿的材料。
Ezra chapter 3 tells us that all Israelites willingly offer the building materials.
说到我们需要有更多的弟兄姊妹一同来在主面前过奉献的生活。
So we need more brothers and sisters to live together this life of consecration.
在我从小到大的基督徒生活里面，我们碰到过几次教会买会所。
Throughout my life, I have experienced several times that our church was buying buildings.
每一次教会买会所的时候，我们都会提醒弟兄姊妹一件事情。
Every time we need to buy a church building, we always remind brothers and sisters.
我们就希望每一个人都参与这件事情。
We hope that every single one will participate.
神在乎我们向着主那个真实的爱中的奉献。
God cares all our offerings in love.
从外面看，他不在乎我们多跟少。
He doesn't really care about the amount.
他在乎我们里面真正愿意甘心摆上多少。
He cares how much we're giving willingly out of our heart.
旧约先翻译一样，你富有，你可以献一条牛给神。
It's just like in the Old Testament for the burnt offerings. If you're rich, you can offer an ox.
你小康，你可以奉献一只羊给神。
Or you can offer a lamb.
你贫穷，你可以奉献斑鸠给神。
But then, if you're poor, you can just offer doves.
你再穷到不得了，你奉献一只雏鸽、一只小鸽子给神都可以。
Or a little pigeon, if you like.
但是神喜欢我们在爱中甘心奉献给他。
But God delights in our willing offering.
哪怕教会里面你只能够奉献一块砖头都没有关系。
Even if all you could afford is just a piece of brick.
但是让我们一同在爱神的事情上有份。
But let's all participate in loving the Lord
together. 所以整个奉献神家的恢复，神希望更多的子民一同来参与。
So God really desires that all of His people participate.
神希望得到的还不是少数一两个、少数几个人特别爱主。
God does not just want to obtain few that love Him.
神希望更广啊，更多人一同被恢复起来。
He wants more to be revived.
所以讲到第一个全民的参与，讲到第一方面，讲到在奉献上。大家一同的参与。
So by participating, we can all offer the building materials.
那第二件事情讲到在侍奉上，一同来参与这个建造重建的事工。
And then we can all participate in the work.
我们今天都忘了读圣经了啊。以斯拉记第三章。
Let's turn to the book Ezra, chapter 3.
以斯拉记第三章。
Ezra chapter 3.
我们读第八节
,verse 8,
到十三节我来读。
through 13, I will read to you.
百姓到了耶路撒冷上神殿的地方，第二年二月，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯、约沙达的儿子耶稣雅和其余的弟兄，就是祭司、利未人，并一切被掳归回耶路撒冷的人，都兴工建造，又派利未人从二十岁以外的督理建造耶和华殿的工作。于是犹大的后裔，好，这段我们跳过去了啊。第十节，匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司吹礼服吹号，亚撒的子孙利未人敲拔，照以色列王大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华。他们彼此唱和赞美，称献耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众民大声呼喊，因耶和华殿的根基已经立定。然而有许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声哭嚎。也有许多人大声欢呼，甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭嚎的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音听到远处。好，这是我们今天这一段讲到重建圣殿的经文。
This is the background of rebuilding the temple.
所以刚才第八节讲到所罗巴伯、约书亚、祭司、利未人，他们都一起来参加这个重建的工作。
Verse 8 says, Zerubbabel, Jeshua, the Levites, and all the priests, they all participated in the work.
我刚才讲话漏掉了谁？我考考你们，免得你们睡着了。刚才讲的这些都是做领袖们的。
And these are the leaders.
底下讲到，并且一切被掳回到耶路撒冷的， 都兴工建造。
And also all who return from captivity.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见第二件事情，讲到所有的人一同参加。
So everyone participated.
按照神的心意在这里重建。
And they participate in the work of rebuilding according to God's will.
那弟兄姊妹，我们这一点是对弟兄姊妹有一个很深的盼望。
So here I have this hope and expectation.
我们知道今天早晨是我们四世纪这个成人主日学结束。
And this morning we just concluded our class of judges for the Sunday school.
那我们中间没有任何寒假、春假、暑假的。
We don't have any breaks.
所以我们下个礼拜我们开始新的一个梯次，我们的成人主日学。
So next week we will start our another class.
那这次的题目呢，我们讲认识我们的教会。
And then the class will be to know our church.
那这是我们从93年在这里开始这个聚会到现在9年来，我们从来没有讲过的。
And this is the first time for the 9 years that we have been here together.
我们不是在这里说我们在这里有什么特别骄傲，或者要让别人知道我们有什么特别。
We're not to say that we have something particularly that we're proud of.
而是我们需要一同来认识神在我们中间给我们的托付，神给我们的要求是什么。
But we hope that we will all know together God's commission and God's expectation of us.
也让我们一起来认识我们在一些圣经最基本的一些真理上，我们在主面前的学习和领受是什么。
And also we want to share together our understanding and interpretation of some basic truth.
同样也让弟兄姊妹一同来认识神家侍奉到底是怎么样子的配搭跟参与。
And also to learn how we can participate and work together in our services.
因为我们要能够有同心的建造。我们必须一起在主的面前明白神给我们的蓝图是什么，对不对？
Because if we want to build up together, we have to together look at the blueprints that God has given us.
哎，不然你是 plumber， 你去做水电，做或者你去做厕所、做浴室，他去做厨房，我去做卧室，到最后都不起来。
But otherwise, if we just go along and doing whatever we do, then we cannot put together afterwards.
我们一同来到主话的面前，来看神要我们做什么。
And we want to come before the God's words and to see exactly what God wants us to do.
让我们一同参与的时候，我们知道神跟我们要的是什么。
So when we do our own parts, we know what God expects of us.
因为什么？神叫摩西造会幕的时候
，When God commands Moses to build the tabernacle,
神特别提醒他你要谨慎。
The Lord especially warned him to be watchful.
一切所有建造的都要照着山上的样式。
You have to build everything according to the pattern shown you to on the mountain.
弟兄姊妹，我是摩西的话，我就跟神说，我说神啊，你老人家不要担心啊。
I often think if I were Moses, I would tell God not to worry so much.
使徒行传告诉我们，摩西在王宫里面的时候，他学会了埃及一切的学问。
Because the book of Acts tells us that Moses has learned all the knowledge of Egypt when he was there.
今天我有一个lady在这里，她是建筑师，有建筑师执照的。
My brother-in-law is here, and then he's an architect.
我如果告诉他说，请你帮我造一个东西，我就不需要担心，因为他是专家。
If I ask him to design something for me, I don't have to tell him the details because he's the expert.
但弟兄姊妹，摩西会说，主，你不要担心，我帮你造个会幕。
Then Moses might have said to God, "Oh, don't worry, I will build a temple for you."
但是神在山上一点一滴，每一个尺寸，几轴半。神都告诉他。
But then God told him every single detail down to the detailed measurement.
弟兄姊妹，说老实话，神旧约的会幕，说老实话，不起眼。
Honestly, the tabernacle was not something very spectacular.
约柜也没有那么大，小小的，哎。
And the ark was not that big either. It's kind of little.
要我是摩西，我就说神啊，你大方一点嘛，让大家看到就想要敬拜你。
And if I were Moses, I probably will recommend God to build something bigger.
神说你要谨慎。
But then God says, be careful.
凡你所做的都要按着山上的样式。
Do everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
当我们今天在这里讲到要建造教会的时候。
So when we talk about building our church.
我们都需要回到圣经上来。
We all have to return back to the Bible.
我们一同来认识神到底要我们怎么建造。
To see exactly what God wants us to build.
我们不是凭着自己的心意在这里建造。
So that it will not be according to our desires.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，我们一同来参加这个课程。
So I hope that all of us will come to this class.
在我们学会更能够合神心意，一同来建造神的家的时候。
So when we learn to build up God's house together.
我们一起先退回到主的话上来认识神要我们到底要我们干什么。
We need to retreat back to God's words to see what God wants us to do first.
那第三个你发现他们回来的时候他们一同在这里参加赞美敬拜的行列。
We also see that they joined the worship and praises in one accord.
当这些亚萨的子孙跟他们祭司们在这里吹号敲拔敬拜神的时候。
When the sons of Asaph led them in worship and praises.
他们彼此唱和。
They sang to the Lord.
然后众民大声呼喊。
And then they shouted with praise.
哎呀弟兄姊妹我每次读到是圣经上这些我就觉得我们今天到底怎么搞。
Every time I read this, then I can't help but wondering what happened, what's wrong with us.
弟兄姊妹唱诗会开口的请举手好吧。
Please raise your hand if you open your mouth when you sing hymns.
这么少。会开口的，因为发现我们很多人连口都不想开。
You notice that many of us don't even open our mouths.
以前我听一个年长的弟兄讲，我觉得他讲的很有道理。他说口不开，心就不开。
An elderly brother once told me, if you don't open your mouth, you cannot open your heart.
绝大多数是这个样子。
In most cases,
为什么我们的口不能够向神开？你发现你的心不容易开起来。
If we cannot open our mouth to God, we cannot open our heart to God.
但是也不代表你口开，这心就一定开。
But it doesn't work the other way.
这就是为什么圣经上说要口唱心和的来赞美神。
That's why the Bible tells us we have to sing with our mouth and with our heart.
Bottom line 是我们的心要能够向神去。
So the bottom line is we have to open our heart to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要学习一起在主的面前一同来群体来参加唱诗。
So we should learn to participate in singing the hymns.
一同来祷告。
And to pray.
我在中国大陆这个跟弟兄姊妹聚会的时候，我很感动的一件事情。
When I was attending meetings in China.One thing moved my heart very much.
例如说有一个弟兄起来祷告。
Say like one brother stood up and prayed.
你决定有一个直接的感觉就是不是只有他一个人在祷告。
You have this strong sense he is not the only one that prayed.
而是我们好像全体一起在祷告。
It seems like the whole congregation prayed with him.
他的祷告大家就一起 Amen.
So when he prayed, everyone would say Amen.
弟兄姊妹这不是随便叫一个口号就是。
This is not just a slogan that we say.
Amen 的意思本身就是我们心里面就是阿门他所讲的。
When we say Amen, we echo what he says.
对不对？我们其实就是觉得那就是我要说的。
Because we're saying that that's exactly what I want to pray.
所以这个祷告那个祷告，我们都是一起在那里祷告。
So when it doesn't matter who prays, we're praying together.
那如果我们说同声祷告的话
，And when we say we pray together,
我们四个聚会里面的同声祷告非常要求，你知道吗？
When our performance here is pretty bad.
我们如果说同声祷告，大概不超过一分钟，声音就不见了。
And when we say let's pray together, our prayer will not last longer than 1 minute.
一方面，我们里面没有那个热情啊，没有那个热忱，让我们可以开口祷告。
Because we lack the passion to pray.
一方面，我们好像缺少话，一分钟讲完了。
And also we lack the words.
那弟兄话少一点的话，还可以了解，因为回家他对他太太也是这样。
Well, it's understandable if brothers lack the words.
但是整个聚会的声音就发现很小。
But then our whole congregation, the volume is very small.
我们在中国大陆一说同声祷告。
But then when we were in China, when we say, okay, let's pray together.
我们就觉得说是稍微体会到启示录说的那个大水的声音，那个重水的声音。
We get to feel a little bit what the book of Revelation tells us is the sound of great waters.
有时候我里面都会有点紧张，我说这声音传出去那么远怎么办
？Sometimes I will worry, what if people outside of this meeting hall hear us?
不一下啊，就在主的面前祷告。
But they could care less. They just pray with passion.
那他们不是那种所谓偏激那种走偏的什么特别的灵恩的运动或者什么，他们都不是的，非常正统的基督徒。
But they are not those radical, extreme Pentecostals. They are regular Christians.
那我上次跟弟兄姊妹讲说，我看的那个韩国教会的录影带，他们韩国人长老会的弟兄姊妹啊。
And then last time I saw a videotape, it was a church, the Presbyterian Church in Korea.
我说他们每一天早晨五点钟到八点钟有三堂聚会，每一堂有2000个人来祷告。
Every morning from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, they have 3 prayer meetings, and each prayer meeting have about 2,000 people attending.
他们聚会开始的时候把那个灯关掉，只剩下讲台留下一点灯。
When their prayer meeting starts, they will turn off the lights, only the lights on the pulpit.
然后呢，牧师就说：“我们现在一起开口赞美神。”
And the pastor will say, "Okay, now let's pray together to praise God."
有什么呢？真的就是大水的声音。
And then they will have the sound of great waters.
那个录影机照到他们中间，虽然有点暗暗的，你发现弟兄姊妹都是每一个都是这样子。这个全身动的祷告。
And then when the video focus on individual brothers and sisters, you see that they pray with passion.
因为什么？我没有说我们要去学外面的东西。
I'm not saying that we should learn from their form.
今天如果你花了100块钱，人家请你去听一个什么合唱团、交响乐团。
Today, if say we spend $100 to go to an orchestra symphony.
那每一个诗班站在上面都是。
And then, but everyone stood there with no expression.
唱歌只有嘴巴动。
And then they only opened their mouths.
没有表情。
No expression, no facial expression.
没有 body language.
And no body language.
也就说，他整个人根本没有进到那里面去。
You just feel the person did not involve his whole being.
就跟你回家抱着你的儿子，你问他说爱不爱爸爸。
Just like if you go home and you ask your son, do you love your daddy?
他的眼睛一直看着 video game, 爱爱。
And then he keep on looking at the video game and say, yeah, sure, I do.
你把他拨过来，爱不爱？爱爱，他就拨过去了。
He turn his face and say, do you love me? And say, oh yeah, sure.
你知道他心不在你身上。
You know that his heart is not on you.
所以弟兄姊妹，真正的敬拜一定讲到我们的心向着神去了。
Real worship has to involve the heart.
一定讲到我们要用心灵和诚实来拜。
That we worship him with the truth and the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，所有的敬拜都是需要这个样子。
And all real worship involves truth.
那很多时候我们唱诗，唱诗有口无心的。
A lot of times we sing hymns, but we don't really mean it.
我不知道你们怎么样，有时候我真的有事情 bother 我的时候。
I don't know about you, but sometimes my mind is preoccupied.
啊，一样波饼在那里唱诗，一样祷告聚会在那里唱诗。
And I might be singing the hymns.
唱一唱，想想事情；唱一唱，想想事情。
But my mind might be on something else.
有好几次我突然不敢唱下一节，因为我忘了是下一节是什么。
And all of there are many times all of a sudden I would stop because I didn't know where I was.
明明我嘴巴才刚刚唱完关掉，我应该知道是哪一节，可是我不敢唱下一节。
Actually, I was just singing, but then I didn't know where I was.
我尤其不敢唱第一个字，因为我嗓门大，我一唱错了，大家马上就知道。
I dare not open my mouth. What if I sing the wrong verses? Everyone would notice me.
就是你会发现很多时候我们没有把自己放到里面去。
Because we did not involve our whole being.
唱诗一定要从我们里面出来。
Our singing has to come from within.
我们都要操练，弟兄姊妹，我们这个人乱惯。
We have to practice because we are often not focused.
从心里面出来，我们真正知道我们在唱什么。
Out of our heart, we have to know what we're singing.
有一次，有一个基督徒的爸爸，他说他有一天才晓得，他教他家里面小孩子唱的那首歌，被他们完全误会了。
One Christian father says one day he all of a sudden realized that his children misunderstood a hymn that he taught them.
中间有一句话是讲到说神啊我们敬拜你。
One verse in the hymn says, God, we worship you.
We exalt you.
We exalt you.
他说有一天他听到儿子在那边小孩子在那边玩然后在那边哼这条歌。
One day he heard his children were humming this hymn.
他就唱说 God, we exhaust you.
And then they were saying that God, we exhaust you.
他就说神啊，我把你整个人弄得精疲力竭的。
Says God, we exhaust you.
那个赞美诗变成认罪诗了。
And it becomes a song of confession.
那只要他真的是这样子的意义，那没有关系。
But if they really mean it, that would be okay.
但是弟兄姊妹，关键就在于说，我们不是在乎 melody 对不对，歌词对不对。
So our focus shouldn't be on the melody or the lyrics.
而是我们的心，我们的灵进去了没？
But if our heart and our spirit are there.
所以有一个弟兄有一天晚上睡觉的时候，他突然梦见一件事情。
So one day a brother had a dream.
他梦到他来到教会里面。
He dreamed that he came to church.
他觉得今天教会怎么这么静悄悄的？
And he felt how quiet the church is today.
整个教会都静悄悄的。
The whole church was very quiet.
明明上帝的在上面带诗。
And then the song leader was actually leading the hymn.
但是没有声音。
But there was no sound.
明明，啊，我不要讲 Carol 了。明明姊妹在那里弹诗。
And then
there was a
pianist playing the piano.
钢琴没有声音。
But then even the piano did not give sound.
啊，到最后余弟兄上台了，嘴巴叽里呱啦动，没有声音。
And now finally, Brother Yu came up to the pulpit and still no sound.
包括 Christine.
Including the translator.
开玩笑。 他不知道为什么没有声音。
And he didn't know why.
那他走到儿童班那边去的时候。
So he went to the children's Sunday school.
那突然听到儿童班里面有一个小孩子在那里唱一段很好听的歌。
And he could hear one child singing a beautiful song.
那是天使告诉他说。
So an angel appeared to him.
所有的聚会都是二十有九，照常进行。
All the meetings went on as usual.
只有那种真正从心灵和诚实里面出来的神才听得到。
But only those sounds that out of the heart will be heard by God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，对他来说是一个大的启示。
And that is a great revelation to him.
弟兄姊妹，我们其实都要在主人面前，在主人面前跟主认罪。
We all need to come before God and confess.
因为太多时候我们有口无心。
Many times we sing without our heart.
我们的祷告，我们的唱诗。
We pray and we sing.
我们的听到，我们的讲道。
We listen to sermon or even we preach.
我们缺少真正在主的面前。
We don't stand before God.
我们没有 passion.
We do not have passion.
我们不够真实。
We are not real.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神调整我们。
We need God to correct us.
所以主耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人说，那真正拜父的要用心灵和真实。
That's why Jesus told the Samaritan woman, those who worship God, worship in truth and spirit.
他说父寻找这样的人。
The Father is seeking such worshippers.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们一起在主的面前操练重建圣殿。
So let's try to practice to rebuild the temple.
第一件关键的事情，神必须成为我们的中心。
First of all, God has to be our center.
我们所有的聚会。
To our meetings.
我们所有的侍奉
and our services,
我们所有的生活
and our life,
能够真正以神为我们的中心
that God will be the center of all,
为我们整个聚会的目的
and he will also be the purpose of our meetings,
为我们整个聚会侍奉和生活的内容
and also be the content and meaning of our life and service,
而希望的神所希望得到的不是少数的人乃是我们全体都来
God's desire is not to obtain a minority, but all of us.
所以我们在这里向弟兄姊妹发出一个请求和盼望。
So here is our hope and our calling.
我们全体一起来重建这个圣。
Let's rebuild the temple together.
教会不能缺少您那一份。
Any one of us cannot be missing.
一栋建筑缺了一块砖，缺了一个窗户，它不完全。
A building will not be called complete without.If missing a brick or a window.
一个身体缺少了一个肢体，它不健康。
A body cannot be called healthy if missing a part.
整个教会缺少了你，缺少了任何一个，弟兄姊妹，我们都不健康。
Our church cannot be called healthy if you are missing.
我们需要一同来。
We need to all come forward together.
我们一同来把自己奉献给他。
Let's all offer ourselves to him.
我们一同来侍奉他。
To serve him.
我们一同来赞美。
To worship and praise
him. 而让我们的生活和侍奉越来越在真实的里面来心灵和诚实里面来侍奉他。
So that we will serve him in truth and spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们结束的时候，我们特别提醒弟兄姊妹。
Lastly, we want to be all reminded.
到底我们的生活目的是什么
？What is the purpose of our life?
你问小朋友，他们都会告诉你 ，Life is for fun.
If you ask a little kid, they might say life is for fun.
没有什么兴趣的话，他就觉得人生不值得活。
If there's no such fun, and then the life is not worth it.
你对我们这个年纪三四十岁的人来问的话
，For us who are in the middle age,
可能就是成就、财富这些东西。
Maybe success or wealth.
所以我听说，我不是台大的，我听说台大校园里面有一句话叫做 "Time is life."
I heard there's a slogan in Taida campus says time is life.
对商人来说 ，time is money， 时间是金钱。
For businessmen, time is money.
但是对今天一个重视生命的人来说， but, 时间就是我们的生命。
But for us, for those who care about life, time is our life.
我们不是只是时间过这么快，我们可以活的时间缩短。
We're not just counting the days that we are living.
弟兄姊妹，我们的健康、我们的体力、我们的智慧、各方面记忆力，你发现随着时间它都在退化。
We will notice that our energy and our health and all our resources started to decay as time goes on.
如果我们不拿最好的来归给神
，But if we do not offer the best to God，
我们就浪费了它。
We're wasting our resources.
所以一个很有名的作家讲了一句话，他说：“人生真正的快乐和价值。
”A very famous writer once said that the a real happiness andValue of life
在于我们有一个伟大的生活的目标。
It lies on having a great purpose.
弟兄姊妹，如果神是我们的中心和整个生活的目标，
if God is the center and purpose of our life,
我们整个人生会大不一样。
Then our life will be different.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。